Yeah, Peter, the Muslim community here in Kenya, first of all, was shocked by Sunday's attacks on two Christian churches in Garissa, which unfortunately injured scores and killed more than 15 Christians in the church. This is something that has not happened in Kenya before on that scale. We've been having sporadic attacks on Christian communities, particularly the churches in northeastern Kenya, in Nairobi, in Mombasa. But the Sunday's attack were atrocious and the casualties were very high. So the Muslim leadership in the country, particularly in northeastern Kenya, have said that they are offering Muslims themselves to guard the churches, particularly on Sundays, as Christians go to the church and pray.
How significant is this in Kenya? Because people think that it's a gesture that is worth emulating nationwide.
This is unprecedented, Peter, in the history of the Muslim-Christian relations in the country. First of all, we must understand and recognize that Muslims and Christians in Kenya have always lived side by side. The relationships are generally very good, other than from a few instances where Christians and Muslims have disagreed on principles, have disagreed on various issues that are constitutional in nature, but have not really fought each other as we are witnessing in places like Nigeria. So to have a group like Al-Shabaab, and indeed it is Al-Shabaab that did mount those attacks in Garissa, to kill so many Christians, it creates a very difficult situation for the interfaith relations between Muslims and Christians. And Muslims are increasingly fearing that these kind of attacks are going to lead to reprisals, the kind that we are seeing in Nigeria by when Boko Haram banned churches, then the reprisals from Christian community to ban mosques and kill Muslims. Kenyan Muslims are saying that we should not get into such a stage where Christians are targeting Muslims or Muslims are targeting Christians. Therefore, this is an unprecedented gesture from the Muslim community in Kenya.
This attack, some people say, could bring tension between Muslims and Christians in the country. As a leading member of the interreligious group, what is your organization stance on this?
Yeah, we support this a step taken by the Muslim leadership in Kenya. And we have been active in various countries in Africa, in Tanzania, in Ethiopia, and in Nigeria. We have similar kind of engagement, but of course not the one that we are having in Kenya, that the Muslim youth have decided that they're going to offer. Remember, they've not started to do this, but they offered themselves to go and protect the churches. In the past, you've had people who do not mean well, and they have gone to attack the churches. And obviously, Muslims will be blamed for such attack. And that is precisely what Al-Shabaab wants to achieve. They want to create disaffection between Muslims and Christians in Kenya, as Boko Haram has managed to achieve in Nigeria.